Carlyle and its partners believed they could manage these risks. They planned to reduce Hertz's fleet size, renegotiate supplier contracts, streamline operations, and refinance the debt at favorable rates. David Rubenstein, co-founder of Carlyle, had overseen investments in defense aerospace, telecommunications, and healthcare. The firm had deep relationships with automakers, which would help secure better vehicle pricing. Clayton Dubilier had a reputation for operational turnarounds. The bet was that these efficiencies would generate enough extra cash flow to cover the interest payments and still leave room for profit. For a few years, the bet seemed to work. Between 2006 and 2013, Hertz underwent what private equity firms call operational improvements. Headcount was reduced. Underperforming locations were closed. Technology investments were made to improve fleet utilization and pricing algorithms. In 2006, Hertz completed a public offering, returning to the stock market and allowing Carlyle and its partners to begin monetizing their equity stake while retaining control. Hertz also expanded aggressively. In 2012, it acquired Dollar Thrifty Automotive Group for $2.3 billion. Adding two major brands and tens of thousands of vehicles to its fleet. The deal was financed with, surprise, more debt. By the end of 2012, Hertz's long-term debt had swelled to over $14 billion. Revenue grew. The company reported over $10 billion in annual sales. But free cash flow, the actual money left over after operating expenses and capital expenditures, remained anemic. Most years, it barely covered interest payments. Hertz was growing, but it wasn't generating the cushion needed to pay down debt or weather a downturn. Then came the strategic blunders. In 2013, Hertz began investing heavily in its equipment rental division, Hertz Equipment Rental Corporation, or HERC. The idea was to diversify beyond cars into industrial equipment, excavators, forklifts, aerial platforms. It sounded logical. Apply the Hertz brand and operational expertise to a different rental market. But equipment rental is a fundamentally different business. It requires different customer relationships, different maintenance expertise, different sales cycles. Hertz poured billions into Hersey acquisitions and fleet expansion, financed once again with debt. By 2014, cracks were appearing. Hertz disclosed that it was restating its financial results going back to 2011 due to accounting errors related to depreciation and vehicle valuation. The company delayed SEC filings. Its stock price fell. Credit rating agencies downgraded its debt. Investors began questioning whether Hertz's management actually understood its own cost structure. In 2016, Hertz spun off Hersey into a separate public company. The move was framed as unlocking shareholder value, but it also meant Hertz was shedding assets while keeping much of the debt. The core car rental business was left even more leveraged than before. Meanwhile, the competitive landscape was shifting. Traditional rivals like Enterprise and Avis were investing in digital platforms and loyalty programs. Uber and